It's another edition of Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on the app. 850-437-1620 if you have a question for our guest today. The first guests are Matt Norton and Steve Hartley from People's Foundation. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. So People's Foundation is part of People's Health Services. Why don't we kind of key up the discussion, talk a little bit about that organization first?
Absolutely. I'll start it off. People's Health Services is a locally owned home health and hospice agency located right here in Pensacola, Florida. We also have an office over in Crestview. We cover the good bit of the panhandle with Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton County. And so we service patients in their home, either on the home health line of service or hospice.
Okay. And so how many locations total?
So we have two currently. We're opening up a third in Navarre soon, and we'll have one in Freeport in Walton County by the end of the year as well.
So you're in expansion mode.
Absolutely.
It's always a good place to be.
Yes, it's growth mode for sure.
Absolutely. And what kind of services are offered by People's Health Services?
So we have, we'll talk about our two distinct business lines. Home health, which is a skilled service. We have nurses or therapists that go out into the patient's home. Mm-hmm. And provide services after a doctor's appointment or any kind of facility stay, like a hospital or a rehab stay. Mm-hmm. And then we have hospice as well, where we provide care in their home as well or in a facility.
Okay. And then I see palliative care as well.
Correct. And so palliative care will be another line of service that we'll be offering soon. We'll be doing chronic disease management in the home as well with palliative care.
Okay. Wonderful. And the foundation obviously is connected to People's Health Services. Tell us about the foundation, why it was started, what the mission is.
So the foundation is our not-for-profit side of our business line. And the whole idea is to serve our community. Being locally owned, it's important for us to give back to the community that we're all kind of born and raised here. Our CEO is local here in Gulf Breeze. I grew up over in Niceville as well. So I'm kind of grandfathered into being a somewhat local over here. Mm-hmm. We truly believe in doing things for the community. We're very veteran focused. And so we're here to talk about one of our big events coming up here in a couple weeks called Rock for Vets. And that's our main fundraiser for our foundation.
Absolutely. So is there a reason in particular? I mean, I can't do enough for vets, in my opinion. Love our vets. My dad was a veteran. So why the focus on veterans, though? Is there a certain connection there?
The foundation is set up to take care of homeless mm-hmm. veterans. Mm-hmm. And the numbers right now are astounding of what we have in our area as far as homeless veterans. And last year it was guesstimated between 5 and 10 veterans died on the street. And that's 5 or 10 too many. Mm-hmm. So what we do with Rock for Vets, what I do as a veterans liaison is I go out and I promote awareness and fundraise for the foundation so that we can, you know, take care of these men and women.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. As we were creating our foundation, you know, we all being here locally, this is a military community. Mm-hmm. And even, I mean, throughout the panhandle, you've got a lot of retirees that served our military. And it was something that we, as we were kind of assessing the situation around us, we found an unmet need with our veterans.
Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the challenges for the homeless veterans that are out there? Besides being homeless, obviously, there's probably other issues as well.
The big thing is, from our perspective, for the end-of-life veteran, mm-hmm. It's the idea of finding beds, places to put them in. There are areas in the community to take care of homeless. However, if you're talking about somebody that is homeless and, you know, needing hospice care, there's less. Mm. I mean, to the point that it could be a 3 or 4 month wait. They may not have 3 or 4 months to be given that dignity that they deserve, you know, by being in a hospice care.
Mm-hmm. That's right. What we found is patients often present into the emergency room or in the hospital, and local community resources, they don't know where to go or where to send these patients. And that's where we discovered that unmet need and are putting processes in place for them to pick up the phone, call us, and then we'll have, you know, a good pipeline for these veterans to be taken care of with dignity is the ultimate goal. And so we want them, they served honorably our country, and we want them to have dignity with their end of life.
Absolutely. So I would guess that that takes a lot of partnerships in the community. So who are some of the partners that you work with?
One is 90 Works. 90 Works, they deal strictly with homeless veterans, not the medical side. What they do is they get them all set up. It could be housing. It could be just their Medicaid, finding their Social Security card, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
90 Works will do that. We also have an organization in the area called PVASON. It's the Pensacola Veterans Outreach Resource out of UWF. Mm-hmm. And that's where we meet quarterly. And it's just organizations and groups that are there for military assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, I mean, the first time I went, my jaw almost hit the ground. I didn't realize we had that many resources in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. I mean, there's a lot of people out here that want to help.
Talk to me a little bit about the local VA, a member of Congress's office, working with them to help those veterans get proper documentation to be seen. I know that the VA in particular has a very strong interest in homeless veterans and trying to do what they can for them. So how does all of that come together?
I am the, also I'm the coordinator for We Honor Vets. And that's a bipart of the National Hospice and Palliative Care and the VA. So yes, the VA is big on doing everything that they can right now. They got a big national program, and I don't want to talk about it because I'm really not that savvy on it.
Sure.
So, but they are deeply involved. Locally, you know, they have a facility. You know, they do what they can because we're not big here as far as the VA. So they depend a lot on the community.
Absolutely. And just like, you know, our organization, we're in growth mode. This is our second year of doing our Rock for Vets benefit. So we're, you know, getting the word out and educating local resources on what we're trying to do. And so we can educate our local VA office and whenever they run into veterans that are here in this community on what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So Matt Norton and Steve Hartley, once again, our guests from People's Foundation. If you have a question for them, 850-437-1620. Whether it's about People's Health Services and the health, hospice, and palliative care options or the foundation, certainly we're going to talk about Rock for Vets as well. Again, 850-437-1620. Feel free to text in your questions today. So Rock for Vets, tell us a little bit about that.
So Rock for Vets is, it's an exciting fundraiser. It's our big event of the year. It's on September the 14th downtown at Maritime Park. And it's a 5K. Gates, the race starts at 7:30. And our vision is to make it a fun 5K and turn into almost like a festival-like atmosphere afterwards. And so we had our first inaugural year last year. It's our second time doing it. We had over 300 runners last year, and we're expecting more this year. And so the idea is that we have a big 5K downtown, beautiful Pensacola, and then afterwards we have food trucks, vendors from the community, and we have a local band called Loaded Goat that's playing. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where does the route take you?
It kind of, you might know a little bit better, Steve.
You take off from back by where the amphitheater is, back behind Wahoo, I'm sorry. You go out, you take a right on Main, go down to make that turn like you're going down around Jocko's, come up, go down to Alcanaz up to Romano all the way back down to DeVillis back down to the stadium, and that's where it'll end.
That's awesome.
So, I was given a call last year because we have age groups.
Mm-hmm.
And the man and woman that won the 70 to 79-year-old category, they ran. They didn't walk. I talked to his wife, and she told me, she said, you know, this is one of the most beautiful runs that we've ever done, and we've ran all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that touched me because I just never thought about it that much.
Yeah.
But you get downtown in the morning, and it really is. It's beautiful downtown Pensacola. So, you know, and it's also the start of 5K season. So that gives another reason for people to get out there and run, walk.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the older veterans too, and running with them. I used to be a runner myself, and you know, there was a gentleman who's about 65 years old, and he said, you know, Mark, the longer I stay with this, he said, you know, I'm always guaranteed to be that much closer to first in my age category.
That's so great. That's yeah. Great.
That's awesome. So in terms of like when they sign up, is there, obviously they get their bib, do they get any sort of t-shirt, what kind of merch comes with it? Because runners are all about the merch.
Yeah, we're putting together bags, swag bags. I mean, we're right. Not like the Academy Awards where we got a lot of, you know, jewelry, but we'll give them koozie cups. Some of our vendors have given up items to give. So we have that.
And we have a Rock for Vets t-shirt, obviously, with local sponsors that have helped us out.
Correct.
And we've partnered with Running Wild from a registration standpoint. So it's very official because, as you know, runners are very serious about their times. And so they do get their bib. And so it's all timed and goes in for the official 5K scores and that sort of thing as well.
That's so awesome.
Yep, it's great.
And so we did have a question come in. So is it possible to arrange weekly healthcare overwatch services for an elderly parent who is getting frail but does not have a diagnosis? I assume that would have to be private pay.
Repeat that question one more time.
Sure. Is it possible to arrange weekly healthcare overwatch services for an elderly parent who is getting frail but does not have a diagnosis? That's basically the question.
Absolutely. I would encourage that person to either reach out on our website. If you go to choosepeoples.com, they can find out more information. And there's a way to reach out to our agency specifically because we could have some more in-depth conversations. One of our liaisons could reach out to that particular person and get a little bit more information.
Okay.
They can also find us on Facebook too and send us a message there. And we can answer a lot of other questions.
All right, wonderful. And we also have, this is just a comment. Congratulations, People's Foundation, on your second year. I participated in the Rock for Vets 5K last year. Great grassroots event that focuses locally on our veterans population. So
thank you.
Good job.
Hope to see you again this year.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the cost for runners to participate?
Right. Today it's $40.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just go on. You can go on the Choose People's website, and you can hit the foundation button. It'll take you, and you can register, or you can go on Pensacola Rock for Vets, all one word. That'll take you directly to the Rock for Vets site, and you can register right there.
Okay, wonderful.
So
that's great. It comes with a lot of things. That's a great deal. Not only is it the 5K, there's a few drink tickets included with that because we've partnered with the Bear Foundation here locally. Mm. And so you got the t-shirt, the other swag, as Steve says, that comes in your bag. So it's a really good value, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I know with a lot of races, runners will pick up their items beforehand. Are they going to be picking it up day before somewhere, or do they pick it up the morning
of? The afternoon of the 13th, Running Wild. And we'll get the times out when we're going to have everything set up. That's when we'll do our initial packet pickups. And then the morning of the 5K, we will have a registration in too. So
yep. There'll be some late registration available day of race at 6:30. We definitely encourage everybody to register early because it can get chaotic that morning with that many people around. But Running Wild does a great job with the organization. So if you register early, you can pick up your packet the night before and it's smooth sailing, so you can just get out there and get ready to run.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Rock for Vets, it sounds like it's a great cause, supporting veterans' housing, health, supplies for veterans. Can you dig into that a little bit deeper, maybe, in terms of what the funds raised are going specifically for?
Absolutely. And so, important to mention, too, we partner with Catholic Charities here locally. And so, they have the same vision when it comes to taking care of homeless vets with us. And so, you know, with these patients, the foundation kind of assesses what their needs are. And so we've had some success stories where the foundation has been able to fund, homeless vets hotel stays while our nurses go out and provide care for them while they're waiting for other benefits so we can place them in a facility. And so it goes towards food, housing, caregivers on the weekends. And so we've partnered with other local agencies like TLC Caregivers who can help take care of these patients and provide caregiver service on the weekends, because these veterans, sometimes they don't have friends or family nearby that can provide assessment and oversight on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, there's supplies are mentioned here.
Yes.
So what kind of supplies?
Anything that's related that's needed as part of their care. So, you know, hospice care, depending on the diagnosis, any kind of medical supplies related to that care is covered by that benefit.
Okay, wonderful. And again, registration, where can people sign up? Just one more time.
Pensacola Rock for Vets or choosepeople.com.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Rock in the number 4 Vets.
Yeah.
Yep. easy to find. Yeah, yep. So. You. It's if you, again, go to choosepeoples.com, mm-hmm. and you can see, I encourage you to go to choosepeoples.com because you can learn more about our agency, home health, hospice, and our foundation. And under our foundation, you'll see a lot of our kind of our local initiatives that we've had.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a great cause. Definitely can't do, like I said, enough for our veterans mm-hmm. in our community. Do you see a lot of veterans coming out to the race and running the race and supporting other veterans?
Last year we had a substantial number of veterans. We're also this year working, but it may be precluded by something else that's already set up, trying to get teams from the base, from Corey, from NAS, to maybe get some formation runs mm-hmm. to where they go out in a formation run, and I'm still working at that. But again, there's a big thing going on that may preclude them from doing that.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and they have a veterans run up there each year, too. And it was always really inspiring to mm-hmm. See the other veterans that are running, especially the ones that have prosthetics. And mm-hmm. they're out there and running the race, and you know they're not going to let their disability exactly. prevent them from running. It's awesome. Yep.
And they'll beat you a lot of times. Yes, they've got yeah. the fire.
Oh, yes. They all beat me.
Yes. So I want to brag a little bit more about some other things that we do from veteran outreach. Mm-hmm. We do what's called a tour of honor with the local Navy base. And so we partner with facilities like assisted living facilities, and we identify veterans that are living in those facilities, and we give them a private tour of the Navy base. And it's really special. We've got a lot of volunteers that go out, and it's a good way for us to kind of honor them. And they get to tour our local beautiful base. That's just, it's just great. And it's something that sometimes we take for granted mm-hmm. Being here. And those guys and gals don't get to get out very often and see that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Inside the Naval Aviation Museum, you know, you can start seeing their minds reach back because they may see an aircraft that was during the time they were in. Some of them may have dealt with it. So it really is. And, you know, we have young sailors that are there, and we encourage them to talk to these men and women. You're talking to living history.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit there. I mean, they bring them their food. They sit beside them. They break bread together. And in turn, these veterans are talking to these young sailors about what happened in their life, what things were like back when they were in. And we had World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. And we don't have a whole lot more years with the World War II mm-hmm. and or the Korean veterans.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, there's a lot of history that's going to be gone within a matter of 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
we had a unique story. I don't know if you want to tell it or me, about the veteran who was out there. And he was a Vietnam vet, correct, Steve?
He was the XO of... can't remember the name of the boat. He was the XO of the ship. They had a Vietnamese general and his family that flew on to the deck to get out of Vietnam. There's a picture that I guess was worldwide and Newsweek and all that, where there was this Navy guy holding these kids. Come to find out, is the man that's doing the tour is telling us about this. The man that was holding the babies, who was the XO, was literally sitting right there beside us. His caregiver was pointing down. That's him.
Yep.
And when we finally put two and two together,
gives you goosebumps.
You know, thinking about it to this day. And that was really touching, mm-hmm. you know, that this man, you know, was being able to see something he did just because it was the right thing to do. 50 years later, people are still talking about it.
Mm-hmm. It's immortalized in the museum, and yes. He's one of our local residents. And so it was pretty neat. It was in the newspaper and that sort of thing, but it was pretty special to get to see that.
So, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any additional information people need to know about Rock for Vets?
No, just come out. It's going to be a great time. It's well organized, well ran, and we had great weather last year, kicking off the 5K season. And hang around. We've got a lot of local vendors supporting our our cause this year. So we'll have food trucks, music. It's just a great time. Friends and family. I mean, yeah. Kids are encouraged. We'll have bounce houses for the kids. And so it's a really good family event.
One other thing, we partnered with Valerie's House.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Her kids are going to be out there. They're going to be doing face painting for the little ones or themselves.
Oh, nice.
You know, I try to tell them they can help us police that bouncy house. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. But I mean, it's important for those kids.
Absolutely. And to brag on Valerie's House, they a success story with our foundation was last weekend. We had our first grief camp for children who've lost a loved one. Mm-hmm. So we partnered with Valerie House, and we called it Camp Hug, Camp Understand, Help Understand Grief. And it was downtown at an event center. And we had a lot of kids. I think we had over 40 kids register this time. And it was just really special. They got to have some camaraderie and support to realize that they're not alone when it comes to grieving the loss of a loved one. And that's something that our foundation supports, and it'll be another annual event for us.
Mm-hmm. And Camp Hug is something I did want to touch on. So what age, what ages can kids participate or be part of that?
I think, so we had ages, it was a variety. This year we had five all the way up to 16 or 17. And so it is designed for youth that have lost a loved one. And Valerie House really does a great job of helping us organizing it and providing assistance and counselors.
Okay, wonderful. I do have to go back to the prior conversation just briefly because we had a text come in. So they wanted to know if you strictly help vets or if other people in the community benefit from some of these funds that are raised.
We are a medical organization. Mm-hmm. So yes, I mean, if somebody is homeless and they are at their end of life, absolutely. I mean, it's not just 100% locked in for only vets.
Mm-hmm. There is a community outreach component to it. So our foundation has a board that reviews any kind of community needs, and that includes non-veterans as well.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit more about Camp Hug, what the focus is there, who attends that, what kind of activities are there.
So it's really a good, fun event, and they do everything from, you know, arts, crafts. They're playing outside with other kids, and we've got them grouped with their own age group, you know, so 7 and 8 year olds are together so they can recognize and see, hey, I'm not alone when it comes to going through this grief and processing. They could have lost a sibling or a grandparent, it just any kind of loss. That's who they get to partner with.
Mm-hmm. And what's the program like when people enroll?
So it was our first year doing it. And so they come in and it's a designated, we had it, from 8:30 to 1 o'clock on Saturday, and they've got a complete itinerary, and they're going for everything from craft tables, to, group sessions where they're talking about things. And so it's a whole full itinerary. And so, it's geared towards, it's fun, but there's also a therapeutic component to it as well.
Okay, wonderful. And where can people find more information about Camp Hug?
So that's on our website too, under our foundation. Again, choosepeoples.com, and you'll see our lines of service. If you click foundation, it'll take you right there.
Okay, perfect. Yep. And I also wanted to touch on, we have about 90 seconds left, but I wanted to touch on Good Samaritan. Tell me a little bit about that.
So that is kind of the formal program. That's the name of our formal program when it comes to housing our homeless population. And so that is the whole idea. We talked about this earlier, what our goals are when it comes to housing these homeless patients who need hospice care.
Okay. That is veteran-centric.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yep.
So,
all right, perfect. We have lots of other topics we didn't even touch on, but I guess talk to me a little bit about, just kind of in closing, some of the home health and occupational therapy services that are being offered.
So home health is it's a skilled service, and so we have a variety of therapists: PT, OT, speech therapy. We have nurses that go out into the home, and we do everything from head to toe. And so depending on what's going on with the patient, we provide a head to toe assessment and create a custom care plan for that patient in the comfort of their home.
Okay, wonderful. Well, again, we had Matt Norton and Steve Hartley as our guest today from People's Foundation. Certainly wish you the best with Rock for Vets coming up here. And it's a great program, and I hope people get out there to support it. One more time, the website.
Choosepeoples.com/rock4vets.
Awesome. More pep talk right after this.